Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning, radio family. It is that time to talk about good things happening in our communities, which can only mean one thing. Another weekend edition of Community Focus officially starts right here and right now on our intercom stations. Thank you, as always. You tune here on our intercom stations. And I not only enjoy your company, but I, Renee Vaughn, definitely like to engage in conversation with members of our Community Focus family. My two favorite ladies right here are joining me. It's an event that I really look forward to talking about every year. And as always, Takiya Austin and Tina Wilkins, it's always like we talk about it, we do it, and then we're back at it to talk about it again. Yeah. And that is the Accessible Festival 2018. Where do the months go? Would probably be the best way to begin our conversation. But like I said, I always love talking about this. And especially for new ones who may be tuning in and hearing about it for the first time. Let's really focus especially on this year. What is Accessible Festival 2018 about?
Well, as in the past, it's about inclusiveness. It is about opportunity.
Yeah.
It is about tolerance, basically. You know, our goal so very many years ago was to provide, you know, a fun day for people with disabilities.
Right.
Because you know what? Living with a disability can be a challenge sometimes. Yeah. And so, because there are not many events that target that particular population.
Absolutely.
We just wanted to just, you know, have a reason for them to come out and have a good time.
Absolutely. And let me, first of all, apologize because, one, I know a lot of our radio family are familiar with you, Tina and Takiya, and talking about the Accessible Festival. But, of course, there's also another area in which you ladies always do a fabulous job with me here on our public affairs show. And that, of course, is to recognize you as well with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. But thank you for the good things that you do with WISTA. But, yes, to have the focus and the concentration. And I really appreciate you mentioning that, Tina, because this is a way that through this program and any other public affairs program, for that matter, when we get to talk about Accessible Festival, this really is a chance to concentrate and really shine the spotlight on individuals with developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. Some of the sweetest, most caring, nicest, and above all, most intelligent group of people that any of us can ever have the opportunity to meet.
Yeah.
And how wonderful that we have this festival every year, just like you mentioned, that really is a day for individuals to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it's really for all the community, but more so, I think, for families who have members that have developmental disabilities. And really, when you talk to an individual, because it's ironic we're having this conversation. Just the other day, we give group tours here at the radio stations. And there happened to be a particular group. I think, representing a community college in which most of the students were those with developmental disabilities. Okay. And to talk to these young men and women, it's almost as if when they look at us, we're kind of the ones that have the issues because they don't let whatever challenge that they have, if you really observe how they react in any type of environment, they're just as bubbly,
yeah,
just as excited when they get to come to a place like a radio station and they see kind of how the behind the scenes things work around here. And then it's just like when they leave, as with any of us, it's like, oh, do we really have to go? Because we just had so much fun. Are we going to get to be on the radio? And you know, and so on and so forth. But yeah, when we, again, get back to the focus of the Accessible Festival, and for someone like myself who has had the joy of attending on a few occasions and really seeing you talk about Radio Family, if you have never been, let this please be the year that you come to really, because it's just one thing for the three of us to engage in conversation, which is so nice.
Yeah.
That's always a joy. But I think the greater joy comes when our listeners can see firsthand
for themselves
exactly, what takes place. Now, by the way, this is the 14th year, correct?
Yeah.
Why do you think, Tina and Takiyah, it's lasted as long as it has?
Well, for me, I think it's lasted so long because, well, first of all, our crowd does not allow their disabilities to define them.
Absolutely.
They come out full force.
Yeah.
A good time.
Right.
And so they have come to realize that this is an event for them, right, about them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have supported us throughout the years.
Absolutely.
And we so appreciate that.
Oh, definitely. And Tina, for someone like yourself that's been a part of the Accessible Festival since its inception.
Oh, yeah.
To really hear from you year after year how much you enjoy it. And it's one of those events that you look forward to it, even though it's a lot of time and energy put into putting it together. When, Takiyah, you see the finished product and you just sit back and you say it was worth putting that time in to watch everybody and their families have such a good time. Yeah. Now, the history of the festival, for those, as I mentioned earlier, maybe hearing about or tuning in to the program for the first time, it's rather interesting. Whose idea was it to offer this kind of entertainment to the disability community?
It was our general manager, Art Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, it was because, you know, for those who used to attend the festival prior to us moving
right
from Bolton Park,
mm-hmm,
it was an event so that we could help a balloon operator.
Right.
Okay. And so his daughter had cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had the balloon. He was trying to go around the country to bring attention to her disability and everyone who suffered from cerebral palsy as
right
well. And one of the vice presidents of the company we work for called everybody and said, listen, I want you to find some reason to have this guy in your city.
Yeah.
So Art Barnes, our general manager, said, we need a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So we partnered with the ARC of Winston-Salem.
Right.
They were our very first partner.
Nice.
And we had some other agencies that we called upon to you know, donate items.
Mm-hmm.
And so I initially thought this was just a one-time thing.
Right, exactly.
Wrong. Anyway, so
thankfully,
yeah,
it didn't turn out to be the case.
So each year, it's gotten bigger and better.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about it, as I mentioned, is we look forward to this time of year because we know now it's a staple
right
in our community.
Yes.
So that when that time rolls around, I know for me, it's like, I know it's time
yeah
to talk to Tina and Takiyah about the Accessible Festival. Takiyah, for you particularly, my dear, what do you find to be most exciting or joyful to be a part of this event?
Just to see the individuals' faces that come in for the event. And not only is it an event for people with developmental disabilities,
right.
it's people with physical disabilities, visual impairments, just the whole gamut.
Right.
So it's just really nice and just get an exciting feeling of, of seeing them coming out and just enjoying the other individuals with disabilities and the camaraderie and just... It's just, again, because they don't, as Ms. Tina mentioned, they don't get to participate in a lot of events.
Right.
They have, you know, some senior proms and or joy proms and things that are out there in the community.
Right.
But it's this is just a fun day full of food, entertainment. They get to come out and just participate in various activities. So this
Absolutely.
Is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I really love, too, ladies, the fact that you are so good at finding ideal locations to have events like this. You know, over the years, a beautiful place such as Bolton Park. Now you have the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds, which, of course, is for any of us who live in and around the Winston-Salem area. Those fairgrounds are synonymous with a lot of different community events, but particularly with the Accessible Festival. And that too, to me, I don't know if we've ever discussed this before. It's such an ideal name for the festival, because that's what you think about when you have all the activities, which we're going to get into details in just a few minutes, Radio Family, all the fun and exciting things that we're about to talk about, to have the space with which to do it, in which you don't feel overcrowded.
Right.
You know, there is enough room and there's enough space for everybody to have an equally good time.
And it's air conditioned.
There you go. There you go. Because we've been feeling the heat as of late, Takiyah. You spot on, my dear, with that thought in mind. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's just one of those events that, again, we just look forward to talking about.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take this first break of the morning, come back. We're going to discuss, Tina and Takiyah, the theme for the festival this year. We're even going to talk about the fun that we all got to enjoy last year. So a lot of good things, Radio Family, to look forward to here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Again, Accessible Festival 2018. Yes, we're going to give you the date and the time of this, too, when we come back from the break. So you can make a mental note to mark it on your calendars and to join us. Takiyah Austin and Tina Carson Wilkins joins me, Renee Vaughn. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We are coming back after this break. It is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings in our intercom stations. Thank you, Radio Family, for listening. You are hearing us here. That us being me, Renee Vaughn, along with Tina Carson Wilkins and Takiyah Austin. We're talking about the Accessible Festival 2018. Let's, Tina and Takiyah, right off the bat, give us the date so that folk can start planning between now and our conversation here this morning.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Renee. So the festival is Friday, July 13th.
Very good.
From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Out at the Education Building at the Fairgrounds.
Excellent. Now, in case you may just be joining us, Radio Family, we were expressing, and we were even talking about this a little bit during the commercial break, how it is such a blessing to be in a facility, which, by the way, is the Education Building of the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds, where the Accessible Festival will take place. We were just mentioning the fact that it's well air-conditioned.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're listening to us and one of your main concerns happens to be, is this going to be outdoors or indoors? Mm-hmm. Let us stress, it's in a very nice indoor facility. Very well ventilated.
Yes.
So for those of us, as much as we like the summer, a lot of us, myself included, don't like heat and humidity and all the things that come with typically thinking about the summertime. But definitely it's just that time of year where a lot of us look forward to being a part of the event. Now, as I mentioned before the break, I wanted to touch on the theme for the festival for this year. What do we got coming?
Shake your groove.
Ah, I like it. You guys just amaze me how every year you come up with a theme that seems to be better than the year prior. I love that. Shake your groove thing. Isn't there a song called? Yeah, there's a song that goes like, want to hear it? Here you go. Now, if I do recall, speaking of last year's theme was the 80s are back.
Yeah.
What about this year? And why did you choose that? Shake your groove thing.
Well, you know, each year, as we start planning the event, we're looking for something that's going to allow our crowd to dance,
right?
To engage. Have a good time,
exactly.
To engage, mm-hmm. And so you know we're going to have a dance contest. What better thing?
There you go, the shake your groove thing.
unfortunately, for the other folks on the planning committee, my I guess history mm-hmm. with music,
right.
You know, helps me recall, well, you know, this song or that song.
Exactly, right,
and
right.
That was what popped in my head.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we think about all kinds of concepts, but that popped out.
Absolutely. And isn't it nice, Tina, even though you haven't been, as we say, in the business yeah. in many years, you, my dear friend, we go back so many years ago to when, and please see this as my way of saying thank you for paving the way for a lot of us, particularly women who are in this business that we call radio and just media in general. When I think about you, when I think of our dear friend Meter Evans, when I think of women pioneers in radio, you're one of the first individuals. You're so welcome that come to mind. And so when you have that ability to recall back in the day when you were doing this oh, yeah. and those certain songs that spark mm-hmm. really a relationship between us as broadcasters and for our listeners. Mm-hmm. And when you think about that was just a decade in which music was just so carefree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it really was.
And you look forward to it because there were certain songs like Shake Your Groove Thing mm-hmm. that really expressed here's a song that just has the ideal tempo
yeah.
to do that
yeah.
and the beat with which to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those songs where nothing is suggestive, mm-hmm. nothing is derogatory.
Right, right.
It's all positive.
Yeah.
And that goes along so nicely with an event such as the Accessible Festival.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier some of the well, not the exhibitors, but the sponsors. But I wanted to touch on some of the exhibitors for the festival this year. Who do you have coming?
Yeah, so Miss Renee, we have the Enrichment Center coming out.
Nice.
Come out every year, of course.
Yeah.
It's a day program for individuals with developmental and physical disabilities.
Right, right.
We have the City of Winston-Salem's Recreation and Parks Department with the Special Populations Department. They'll
great.
Be there. We have Cancer Services, Vocational Rehabilitation and Independent Living. We also have someone coming from the Winston-Salem Police Department, Beata Habilitation,
mm-hmm.
PMART Authority for Regional Transportation, so many other exhibitors.
Yeah.
Triad First and Families, Beata, I think I mentioned Beata
yeah.
Habilitation, I'm sorry, and the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Legal Aid, Maxim Healthcare.
Great.
Thunderbirds. Forsyth Technical Community College will be out at the festival.
Nice.
This is their first time.
Oh, good.
The weatherization program with the Piedmont Triad Regional Council
mm-hmm.
will be there. We still haven't heard from a couple of other organizations,
okay.
but we're expecting.
Great, great. And we still have some time between our conversation today
yeah.
and July 13th.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which
we got a call very recently mm-hmm. from Winston-Salem State University.
Excellent.
And also Wake Forest Baptist Hospital. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So when you have exhibitors of this caliber,
yeah.
whether they're newbies or they have been a wonderful part of the event over the years, it's always nice to recognize
mm-hmm.
the fact that this is also a day in which you can obtain a lot of great information
absolutely.
From various agencies
mm-hmm.
when you attend the Accessible Festival. Now I can say we mentioned some of the sponsors from years past, but who are going to be some of your co-sponsors this year, too?
This year, we're hoping, we hadn't gotten a total confirmation,
right.
but Frito-Lay.
Okay.
Because they're so great about donating snacks.
Right, right.
Because, as you know, everything is free.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
They donate snacks and also Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
They've been with us for such a long time.
Excellent.
And so as far as co-sponsors, we have some in-kind sponsors
mm-hmm.
also in Beata Habilitation.
Excellent.
And because of the nature of the festival, we require all of the exhibitors to have an activity.
Nice.
Yeah, because
very good.
You know, we don't want it to be where people just walk up to your table, pick up your paper,
or
give them a brochure and say, you do this, this.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be able to truly engage.
Absolutely.
And so that is a way that they can, you know, spend some time with the people who visit their table.
Right, exactly.
And then get into the conversation about what they do and how they can help.
Yeah,
our visitors to the
very true, and I was thinking the same exact word to engage mm-hmm. with those in attendance. That ties in nicely in asking: is the general public invited to attend as well?
Yeah, because you know what the thing is: this we can't help create a better world if we just have one particular group of people.
Very
coming.
True. Very true.
I think the years that we had the event at the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to us having the event, Takiya Alston and several other counselors went into the club
mm-hmm.
and talked to the children and more or less counseled them on how to receive and interact with our expected visitors to the festival.
Nice.
And it was wonderful because children are so loving and giving anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, we invite the general public because we want them to understand this world includes everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me share with you, Tina and Takiya, on behalf of someone like myself who is part of the general public.
Yeah.
Thank you that every time that I get to come, the fun is still going on. You know, even though I may not be able to get there until a little bit later on in the course of the day, the energy is still just at its highest when you first begin at 9 o'clock in that mm-hmm. in the morning, mm-hmm. all the way up until its conclusion right around that 3 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. And that's an ideal time because, you know, for those who may live in Winston and may work in that general area where the education building of the fairgrounds is located, mm-hmm. which is really when we think about that's University Parkway and Deakin Boulevard that kind of intersect. Mm-hmm. And a lot of businesses just off of those two main streets alone, mm-hmm. even if it's just during your lunch break, just pop on by.
Stop in.
And see, you know, the party. You can come to the party or the party can leave with you. I guess it's two different ways to take it because, you know, you can look at that as being a nice way to kind of take a break. From the JOB.
Oh, yeah.
And just enjoy, you know, whether your lunch break is half an hour or if you're fortunate enough to have a whole hour.
Right.
Yeah, make the most of it and be a part of the event. Well, speaking of, what kind of activities are you going to offer for those of us attending?
Well, we have the photo booth.
Yes.
Again this year.
Love that. That was so much fun.
Yeah, we're going to have the DJ that we had last year.
Nice.
I mean, he had people up on the dance floor from the time we started.
Started to the time you finished.
Yeah. And so we're going to have him back this year.
Excellent.
We'll have the dance contest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about doing the lip sync battle again.
Oh, very good. So, very good. How did you come up with the concept of having a lip sync battle?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we did karaoke a year ago.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And it was.
This might be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had more people participate.
Absolutely. And isn't it so much fun?
Yeah.
You know, when you can lip sync your favorite song. You ought to include, since the theme is Shake Your Groove thing, you ought to put the song in there itself.
We are.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I love it when we're on the same page like that. Absolutely. And love your great company. Radio family, it is the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday morning. Loving the company of not only you, but members of our Community Focus family and representing the Accessible Festival 2018 and getting all the particulars so we can all be ready for July 13th. Again, that's a Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Education Building of the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds. I have the lovely ladies. My radio sisters are with me. And Tina Carson Wilkins and Takiya Alston. Now, I wanted to ask, speaking of, when we have wonderful community events like this, I usually think of our volunteers mm-hmm. and how they are such an important part of this festival.
Yeah.
So are there any volunteers needed again this year?
We are definitely still looking for volunteers just to help out with registration.
Right.
With meals, if there are individuals with disabilities who might not be able to come through the line to get their food or just need help carrying it back to the table.
Yeah.
We just need a lot of volunteers to help out with popcorn and just the whole facilitation of the event. So Miss Tina and I, and then the rest of our committee, Erica and Ciara.
Yes.
How is Ciara? Terribly busy. Why, she's going to be just like shell-shocked to hear the fact that I have mentioned my girl's name on the radio.
She's doing well. They're both
excellent.
Well.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, pass my hellos to both of them. And to just really say thank you both to Kia and Tina. You just have an awesome staff of individuals. We're working together. You really are a family.
Oh, yeah.
And getting together to and enjoy an event such as the Accessible Festival, and really for a chance of us as members of the community to see your hard work come to fruition. Yeah. I just want to say thanks to all of you for all you do, and really for allowing us as volunteers to be a part of this as well, because it's not only a community event. This is definitely a family event.
It is. Yeah.
And as we mentioned and we continue to emphasize, this is a day for persons with developmental disabilities, but it's also a day to really come together as a community, to learn more about how we as individuals can just learn to get along and put whatever challenges or differences that we have to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just and enjoy a day to literally shake your groove thing.
I love that thing.
Now, getting back to, let me ask you this. What do you suggest for any agencies that may be listening and are interested in participating? Should they be involved with the festival this year or any upcoming year? Because we're really looking forward to this, of course, continuing in its 14th year for this to go on for a very long time. So what can those agencies do if they are interested?
Well, they can definitely contact us. If we have, you know, some space available this year, maybe we can allow them to come in. If not, they can be on our list to call next year to see if they would be interested in coming. But if they're not able to come this year, just coming out to the event just to get an idea of what it's all about, so they'll know what to anticipate.
Exactly.
Again, just to have it, just for them to have fun as well.
Yeah.
You know, just to enjoy the day.
And to really observe an environment in which you do have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it. Now, when we think too about not only the Accessible Festival, we also think about WISTA, the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, very community-oriented organization, if I can get it out right. You sponsor the festival. You attend other events that have been sponsored or hosted by other agencies. I think you were just involved in with the Community Resource Fair.
Yeah.
This was sponsored by Goodwill's Project Reentry and the Community Day involvement sponsored by the Salvation Army's Boys and Girls Clubs of Winston-Salem. What other events are you guys going to attend or be a part of, Tina?
We're serving as an in-kind sponsor for the Triad First and Families bowling tournament.
Excellent.
So some of the prizes that people are going to take away and some of the information they'll take away has been donated by the Winston-Salem
Church. That's excellent. Now, if I can add, and Radio Family, I'd like to share this with you because I actually had the wonderful opportunity of seeing you both, speaking of Triad First and Families, Takia and Tina, at last year's bowling tournament. Had so much fun at the Kernersville Lane, the countryside in Kernersville off of Maston Drive. I'll get it together. I've only lived here how many years now? But I did. I had so much fun. And just really to see each other, you know, outside in a different environment and a different element.
Yeah.
So to get to hang out with you ladies at the Accessible Festival and get to be a part of the bowling tournament, I'm telling you, Radio Family, if you've never been to either event, this will be a great opportunity to start something that perhaps you can incorporate and make it a part of your annual family events.
Yeah, we would
either
love
one. Oh, absolutely. And just love the fact that we get together to talk about this year after year. So I wanted to, Tina and Takia, just to sort of recap for those who may just be joining us and weren't with us at the beginning of the program. Speaking of shake your groove thing, that's the theme for this year's Accessible Festival. Again, we have a date locked down for Friday, July 13th. Very familiar location for those of you who live in and around the Winston-Salem area. You know exactly where the fairgrounds are, the vicinity of Deacon Boulevard and Shorefair Drive. Right. Well, I got that one. Yeah. I got that part right. I remember that. Inside the education building. So just look for the signs.
Yeah.
Look for the parking overflow, of course, and you'll know that you are exactly in the right place. Now, for those who may be coming from, you know, adjacent areas, those are just some of the particulars on how to find your way there.
Right.
Any contact information in the meantime if someone should have any additional questions that they want to ask you?
Well, they can call my office, 336-748-3243.
Great.
Or call Takiya at 336-748-3964.
Excellent.
And, you know, ask any questions, get any information that they need. So like, because typically we're encouraging all folks coming to the festival to enter through Gate 5.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, at the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds. Gate 5 is the way in.
Excellent.
And, yeah, parking is free.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we just want people to just come on out. But if there's anything that they need to know,
yeah,
we've had people even ask us what our menu is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's really interesting that they do that. But anyway, any questions that they have, okay, we'll be most happy to answer.
Excellent. And probably something, too, that we've talked about in the past, because when you look at, especially last year, when you were focusing on a particular decade,
mm-hmm,
that's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
To come to an event like this, and you can kind of come in costume,
yeah,
if you will, because when we think about a song like Shake Your Groove Thing, that's kind of 70-ish,
yeah,
kind of 80-ish. Uh-huh. And it's really nice to see individuals who, you know, it's nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of us who are of a certain age, when we were slim and trim and we could fit in them bell bottoms, yeah, and, you know.
And can easily shake our,
yeah,
dresses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We may not shake it as much as we used to, but we could get a little here and there,
yeah,
and everywhere. But again, it's just the fact that we keep it positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we keep it fun.
Yeah, and we love it when the exhibitors come dressed.
Yeah,
and
isn't that cool?
And they dress their booth. Yeah,
nice,
really
nice.
Because,
absolutely,
we have some folks who come to the festival every year, and they will dress up every year.
Don't you love that?
I do.
Yeah,
I really do. Yes.
It really does, because it is. It's just nostalgia to have that flashback moment, and you look. And it's like, yeah, I actually had the nerve to wear that. And again, the fact that I can still fit into it.
Yeah.
Some people have that pleasure of being able, yeah, to do that. But another great thing, too, especially in the advent of social media, and this was something that I also wanted to pass along to our radio family ladies, is that you also do such a wonderful job of keeping us updated on your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that, too, in addition to calling Takiya and Tina, radio family, I do encourage you to visit the Accessible Festival on Facebook,
right,
and to learn more about the upcoming event. And it'll be a great way, too, to see a lot of images from past years.
Oh, yeah.
And all the fun that has taken place. As this marks the 14th year, that is a milestone.
Time flies.
It really does.
Yeah.
It does. And that really, Tina, I'm so happy you said that, because that has been really the central theme,
yeah,
for Accessible,
it's all about
Festival.
Love.
Yeah. And community and family.
Yes, absolutely.
All rolled into one. Mm-hmm. Ladies, I really think we've done a fabulous job in covering everything, but I always like to give the opportunity, if there's any closing thoughts or comments, anything you want to, you know, go over, because there's always great information that bears repeating to talk about, or anything I may have left out.
Excited about wearing my platforms.
You go, girl. What color? What color are we talking here?
Excited.
Oh, look at
maybe
you.
Maybe some white ones.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I can't.
Well, listen. Takiya and Erica and Ciara do a great job,
yeah,
getting into character.
Very good.
That's not what I do.
I'm with you there,
yeah,
Tina.
Yeah, you know, I love the themes,
right,
but you,
right,
know, I don't get into it that much. But we just want everyone to know that when those doors open,
mm-hmm,
we would love to see them walk through them.
Absolutely.
Not, you know, just to come and enjoy the snacks and the,
right,
Pepsi and all that.
Exactly.
But because they want to be a part of learning what life is like
very true.
For people with disabilities yes. and what they can do themselves
exactly.
to make life better
absolutely.
For someone that they may even know who has a disability.
And thank you for sharing that, too, because as I mentioned at the onset of our conversation this morning, that if you ever have an opportunity to talk with an individual who has a developmental disability, it is just amazing to see the independence
yeah.
that that person
absolutely.
Has. Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier, they don't let that challenge slow them down.
No.
They don't let it hinder them. Mm-mm. They try to enjoy a quality of life
absolutely.
That any of us
right.
strive to
exactly.
do. And that's the beautiful thing about it because, you know, if we should ever find ourselves in that position, if it should ever happen,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure the first thought would be, would I be able to continue to function?
Right.
And to see someone who does, and they don't let that slow them down.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it really goes to show that we all appreciate mm-hmm. our quality
yeah.
of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I appreciate from year to year
mm-hmm.
is seeing the folks who have come from year to year.
Yeah,
so
I love that too.
The hugs that you get.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The greetings that you
yes.
get. The smiles
mm-hmm.
that you see
mm-hmm.
makes it all so worthwhile.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. And to that, Tina, thank you for sharing that as well, because it reminds me of how we really should view life, even when we are going through whatever our personal challenges
yeah. Yeah.
happen to be. To come to an event like the Accessible Festival, we can leave those cares outside of those nice,
yeah, absolutely.
Air-conditioned
yeah.
education
yeah.
building and just focus on what life was intended to be.
Oh, yeah. So, you know,
about.
Before they come in
yeah.
and get their tickets
mm-hmm.
To enjoy the activities, they will see Tony's Italian Ice and Funnel Cake
yes.
set up outdoors.
Yes.
So they're
going to
get something sugary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, refreshingly
ooh.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then they'll be able to come in and get, you know, the free sodas or the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to come in, get a, what we, it's not a swag bag per se.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we make sure that the first several hundred people that come to
yeah.
the door get a bag.
Nice.
So that once they do get around
mm-hmm.
to all of the activities
mm-hmm.
and all of the exhibitors,
exactly.
they're
going
to have so much stuff to take back home with them.
There you go.
The
I love that.
The goal initially was to give people a chance to get resources and
yeah.
information on how to erase those limitations.
Absolutely. I
and
love
so,
that.
Yeah. And so this is something that has been I guess a main focus for us all
mm-hmm,
these years and
mm-hmm.
it continues to be.
Absolutely. And it's such, again, Radio Family, a wonderful community event that when you come, you may come as strangers because some people obviously you'll be meeting for the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
But what's so loving about it is you'll leave as friends.
Absolutely.
Because you very likely are gonna make some friendships.
Sure.
And you're going to develop some new relationships
exactly.
with
that
individuals.
Network is going to get a little larger.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And love it. And love the fact that we had a chance to talk about it. My sisters, always love having you here on the program. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome.
And
really appreciate you even more. And thank you for the great information to share with you, Radio Family. So you have all the particulars. Only thing that's missing is you being there. So we'll see you for the Accessible Festival 2018. Takiya Austin, Tina Carson Wilkins joins me, Renee Vaughn, and I thank you, Radio Family, for joining us here as we do wrap up another weekend edition of Community Focus. As always, no goodbyes from me. Just until next time, so enjoy your day and the rest of this weekend. Until then, take care.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
The experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.